I'm Sheena.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Pierre.
Welcome to our podcast, Reality Notes. Join us weekly as we dissect and analyze the world of celebrity pop culture and provide our POV with a down under lens. Think Ariana instead of Ariana.
From Vanderpump Rules recaps to the latest pop culture roundups, or discussing very important topics such as, is Jacob Elordi Princess Diana coded? You can count on us to provide our unfiltered but very enthusiastic take as we explore the intersections of celebrity culture and society.
Whether you're a pop culture aficionado or just curious about buzzworthy moments, we promise to provide you with a fresh perspective and sometimes witty banter.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome in another episode of Reality Notes. For the first time, I'm going to host that, and I'm Pierre.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Sheena.
All right. How is everyone doing today?
We are good.
We never get
how
personal.
How crazy
really
was that episode? Line in the sand. I feel that they're getting less and less inventive with the titles.
English, yeah.
Like, bro, come on. Do something about it. Like, it's just... But anyway, it was a really good episode. I don't know. What did you think about it, Leah?
Yeah, I thought it was a great episode.
Me too. I was gasping. I was like... So for once, Anthony... Well, he didn't watch it all with me, but...
Oh, no way.
Yeah, for those listening, my partner, Anthony, he just...
Has refused.
Doesn't watch any...
Wait, so he watched some?
TV. It was because we were having dinner whilst we were watching it. So,
oh my God, you made
and then
watch.
I was like, I said to him, oh, you picked a good episode to, like, he well was kind of like watching it, but on his phone and eating.
Did you like it?
But like the whole like hectic scenes, he was like, oh my God, like he's like, this is like making my heart race. I need to get out of the room. And he walked out. He's like, this is too much. This is too much. I think right. The other episode he's watched is the season 10 reunion. I was like, oh, Christ. Oh, wow. So he hasn't had a good experience.
That's starting off.
We
like,
are
Ella.
Getting Ella's so strong. Close to get a force host. Like, honestly, as per usual, who was your favorite character this episode?
Character.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Who was your favorite? How should we call
cast member?
Candidate? Cast member.
Cast member.
So Sheena,
who was your favorite candidate?
Who was your favorite this episode?
Okay. Controversial. For you, Pierre. Katie. Loved her this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
loved
you're
her.
You're going to be really fucking surprised.
Like,
but she is my favorite to that episode. I loved her. I know, I'm as shocked as you. I loved her. This episode, she was so
into her.
I don't know if it's because Ariana was completely batshit crazy and like that kind of mellowed her, but like everything Katie was saying this episode, I was like, fuck yeah, completely agree with you.
Well, Ariana was my second favorite.
Can't figure out if I'm being... played and I'm like being led to believe that, you know, Ariana is the villain. Like I can't figure out if it's like from watching Vanderpump Rules early on and watching all the seasons, it's kind of like with Schwartz, like I thought Katie was just like, you know, off the rails, and then it's like the wool's been pulled away from over my eyes, like the rose-colored glasses have been lifted, and I've seen Schwartz for what he really is. But there was a very long time where I was like, "Oh no, Schwartz is so lovely and he's so cute and ruddy, rad, rad." And Katie's just like coming down on him so hard. I feel like that's the same way with Ariana. Like I don't know if I need to give her more grace or if I'm just like, "Oh my God, she's going." You know, like I feel like
everyone needs to give her more grace. Everyone needs to give her more grace. Seriously?
We'll get back to that.
Like, what would you be doing if you were in that situation?
I mean, I was in that situation, I would not be – I don't think I would be as bitter. But, like, that's her prerogative. Like, she's allowed to be bitter. And also it's Tom fucking Sandoval. But –
Like, well, hold on. Let's get back on track here, because we're gonna get to that point where we're gonna talk about this scene, which was one of the biggest of the episode. But who was your favorite cast member?
Leia. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, let's go.
I think
very passionate.
Yeah,
I'm a great host. Passionate.
I think I'm gonna have to say Brock again.
Yeah,
Brock
was dope.
Yeah, Brock was great this episode. I felt like he's bringing it. Like, he's more and more involved, and what he has to say is more and more on point. I think
makes sense,
he's not
right?
just filler. Like, the stuff that he's saying, I'm like, yeah.
That's totally agree
it's
with
because
you.
He's removed from it all, in a sense.
Yes. Yeah. He's not in the thick
of
it.
Some of the things
well.
He says I don't agree with. I'm like, hang on, mate. Reel it in.
Yeah.
But he's also, maybe he's like trying really hard to get that spot as like a main cast member.
Yeah. But I don't know if you remember, like, 2-3 episodes ago, we kind of had that feeling that he was getting like to his real person. He was not anymore like Sheena's husband and getting there. And I feel in that episode. And I think as well, from what we heard from the reunion, it's going to get more and more like that. We're going to see more and more of Brock, and I wouldn't be surprised if on next season, if there is a next season, we will see him on the intro video.
Yeah.
He's going to have an horrible outfit. We all know it. He's going to have a transparent shirt or something like that. But I feel that he's... And I say here, I say character on purpose, is building and building. And I love it.
Did you see his shoes in the after show? The
heels, his little boots.
And then the lace, like, under
so
shirt.
I loved
with
it. That. I
yeah,
loved
he was,
it.
That gave me a vibe. I don't know. Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
Yeah, I love The Big Lebowski.
Okay. Doesn't it give you a vibe of Jesus, the guy who plays bowling? The guy lick his bowling ball, and he's got like the same kind of shoes with like those. No?
I'm trying to remember.
But that was the vibe I was getting. But
okay,
anyway,
yeah.
So talking about Brock, we're just getting that episode, seeing that little scene with Sheena and
oh, so
Brock
cute.
About the Play-Doh and stuff. Right? I felt it was
so
really
cute.
It was a cute
was
little
like,
scene.
Surely you know what Play-Doh is, though. Like, it's, I don't think it's an American thing. Like, do you, you guys know what Play-Doh is, don't you?
Yeah. Even just and hearing the word, I can smell it.
100%. Yes. And we call it Play-Doh as well in France. You know what I mean? So it's, I feel it's international stuff.
And he was like, no, we have mud.
And so
oh, yes.
I guess he comes
that.
From like a farm, farm upbringing.
And so
yeah, he fell in love
start...
with the pig farmer's daughter. That's right. Like, you just spat your wine out nearly.
Yeah. So, and we go from that really cute scene to that scene with Joe and Schwartz. Juicy.
Oh, I feel like these are just nothing scenes in the intro.
Honestly,
they need
right?
to stop doing it. Why are they doing that?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Get straight into it, doll.
I don't mind it, but like.
No, and I feel that it's
we don't need to touch on it. I don't have any notes for them juicing.
Yeah, I didn't write
separated.
Let's not write
the
any notes
pulp.
About it. I'm just gonna give you my impression of because for me it's like, why is that scene here? I think it's to build up the Schwartz misled Joe.
And oh yeah.
Give us the impressions in the relationship and like, oh, we choose together. You know, oh, and
well,
I know what your dog's poop looks like because I work him with you, you know. But anyway, that's a no scene, and we should get to the next one, the gym scene, where for the first time in a few episodes, I totally agree with Kelly.
Oh, the
when
gym
she's,
scene.
Oh, about
I
the
said
working
the gym
out.
Scene.
Yeah.
I was like, you what like
gym when she's
it
like,
was a workout scene.
The workout. Oh, yeah, the workout scene.
Because they weren't
added French.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So the French like, wider people. Like, the French don't really.
Gymnastic. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
Workout.
Yeah. They don't like to flaunt or like to talk about their workouts or their gym.
Yeah.
Habits
yeah.
or whatever.
Schedules,
you go to the
yeah.
gym. On va à la gym.
Apparently, Katie does Pilates though. She's a Pilates gal. So I feel like she's similar to me where I'm like, I hate everything else to do with the gym, but I love Pilates and yoga. So, like, make me go for a run, I'll vomit. Mm. Like, make me do weights.
Don't
I'll,
send me like, this soul cycle.
Yeah, do not, like, who the fuck does F45? Like, absolutely disgusting. Like, I don't want to be involved apparently with anyone that does that. Oh, yeah, because Brock didn't make money off it.
Are they the gyms that he had, the F45?
F45.
Yeah, it's a gym was like endorsed by Mark Wahlberg, and at some point he was just like,
They do well just, here.
No, yeah. They don't. No.
Yes, they do.
They do.
No, they don't.
Moving on.
They don't.
Because you know so much about gyms.
Well, I think you know about F45 gyms that went broke.
No, I know. That's okay. Anyway, like that's one. Anyway.
So then we just switch to Ariana hiring an assistant.
Yeah.
Woo.
Okay.
So, okay. What did we think about the whole process? Does Ariana really wants to hire Han as an assistant?
Wait, so I'm confused. Ariana... Is Anne not Ariana's assistant?
No.
She's not.
There was an article that was leaked that said
she's
like
not.
Anne's.
But okay. She, hold on, she's going to be the first employee of something about her though.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, so are they going ahead with this? Is this the scoop? Have you heard this or is this just your theory?
The scoop. That's his theory. You're in for a big one. Like, it's not the scoop. Like, it just came out. Like, so she's
just
not.
Came out of where? Your ass.
my deep research into the subject, because I take that thing really seriously.
Yeah.
I don't. It just popped up on my fucking feed. But anyway, so she is not Ariana's assistant. And actually, Ariana says a bit later in the episode, oh, Tommy's going to be petty and stuff. So she kind of leads you into thinking that she will not. But yeah, she will be hired by something about her.
Yes, that's great. Wait, so hang on. What did you read?
Yeah.
I just read that.
Katie so she will be hired.
Okay.
They just did a statement and like they just said like...
She's gone from assistant to sandwich.
An assistant, but like...
Yeah, I think she'll probably be have a manager role.
Like admin role at...
Something in there. Which is good, you know? Like I don't think Ariana... She probably doesn't need an assistant, or she's probably provided an assistant.
No, because... she would need one anyway, I reckon. Anyway, well, I mean... but this is like clearly this whole scene was set up so that it would rub Tom the wrong way. Because otherwise you would meet her out
at a cafe.
You'd be like, let's go to a cafe. We know this is a sensitive topic. You're obviously still working for Tom. We don't want Tom to overhear it. We don't want to have what has actually unfolded. And so it's clearly to get a rise out of Tom.
And production clearly told her to wear a suit.
And then she's like clearly so uncomfortable in it because she takes the jacket off halfway through. She's like,
I want to work for a girl boss.
I completely understand how Sandoval can get pissed off from that. But... It's pretty smart of Ariana to do it that way. Like,
apparently Tom is suing Anne.
Oh, yeah, I saw that when he's like, she's about to receive a letter from my lawyers.
Just says it under his breath. Others,
yeah.
Get
I actually
fucked.
Laughed though when he said it.
Okay,
that
mate.
That was funny. But Anne has to pick up his underwear.
It doesn't change that often, apparently.
That does not an assistant make. Like, you should not be doing that.
That does stuff as well. When Ariana was telling her about what would be her duties, I was like, yes, that's an assistant job. Like, compare that to what she has to do for Sandoval.
The cleaner or like...
Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody's...
Like, of course there's going to be random jobs here and there. Like, it's not a glamorous job, but... Picking up his undies That's after he's far. Worn That's, them like 2 days in a row. I love that Ariana said that on camera. Like everyone's going to be like, actually, that reminds me of something.
What a fucking, when was like, it? Does he shower and then put back on dirty undies? Or so, is he like so not showering? He
doesn't shower because he's high on shrooms.
But you would think that someone that cares about their appearance so much,
right?
Would
and
be
like he
the
puts makeup on.
Cleanest person.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Because
but apparently there's
hidden.
A rumor that he smells of cigarettes and BO or something.
Oh my god, like
well, and I heard this
he doesn't like, smoke anymore.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Kristen, well, remember how people said Kristen smelled like cigarettes instead of coffee?
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so that little stuff with Anne, Ariana is pretty good. Well, do feel a bit like Anne is being used for little Ariana's revenge, but I think she doesn't mind.
Anne loves it. She doesn't clearly mind. Loves the camera. Yeah. She lives. She's yeah.
She was in an episode of The Office.
Talking what? About
Anne. She was in
Anne was in an episode of The Office.
Okay, which wait. One? What I need to.
How I which thought one? we send each other so much shit that I forget what I've sent you.
I
and
need
what
to
I
know
haven't.
This because we.
She was
Pierre
in an episode
I...
of The Office with what's the name of who's Emily Blunt's husband?
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, so John he played. She plays his. Love interest or something. There's just like a scene of her sitting on John Krasinski's lap in the office.
No.
Swear. Google it now.
Oh my God. Wait, because Pierre and I watch The Office like every night before we go to bed.
Yeah. I don't know what season it was. I don't watch
even
it
when we're sleeping in our separate bedrooms.
What's the last watch?
TMI. But okay, everyone playing at home, if you
everyone playing at home
haven't heard of this, look it up.
No, so she's not sitting on John Krasinski.
Yeah,
she's not.
She is
in the episode of when Michael takes a second job at night as a telemarketer.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Are you watching the scene?
No. Yes. I can see it on the camera. Yeah. See it on the camera. I can see it on my phone.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, just
seriously,
saw that.
Some things I say, I'm like, fuck.
Now we switch to Schwartz.
Oh, yeah.
Arriving to Sheena's and Brooke's house with again,
plant.
A fucking plant. And as well, mate, you're bringing a hat for a 3-year-old girl and you bring that hat? Like, come
what
on.
Say, do not disturb.
Do not disturb. Like, I mean, it was a hat for Lisa. It was not a hat for Solomon. Yeah, like, no. And I feel like,
oh my god,
what was that scene about? Oh, I think I want to be a dad. Bro,
yeah.
Don't. Like, what are you talking
like,
about?
I know that I'll be a really good dad.
No, hold on. He could be a great dad. Like, could he though? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, he's a really lovely dude and stuff, and I'm sure he would be, but...
And he loves, like, lizards and rocks and all that shit.
Lizards. Oh, my God, the animal collection, the amphibian collection.
Lizard's name? Like, dog or something?
Dog.
Yeah, he died in a day. Dog. Like, one day. Dog. No, and I mean, it's, again, it's like Schwartz
putting
stuff... The
way that he takes
stuff.
Care of his plants, though, I mean, that's...
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's you're not supposed
about,
to water
like,
kids, though. Like he's thinking his clock is ticking and
yeah
and that's the stuff as well is that if you're a woman you can have a baby by yourself because you can make a baby by yourself and you have the
by yourself.
Mother the, well you know what I mean like Lala just did like
you can just do have that a too, you can still do that
yeah
no he can't you don't have a womb
no,
like how
can.
Does he do
no,
it
you can anyway.
No. Well,
let's not get into that.
No. I mean, it's a bit more complicated.
Yeah, it's okay, more complicated and more expensive, I'd say. But
I wouldn't even talk about. I just feel that. I just
Joe
feel
would
that
have one with him.
Yeah, I know, and like, please, no.
No, I think they'd be great co-parents. Together.
Schwartz and Joe.
Because
yeah.
of juicing? No. What? Are you serious?
Because of juicing? Okay. No.
Anyway, that scene to me was like a bit like, why, Schwartz? Why do you want? Why do you feel that you have to see on camera that you won't be a dad?
It's an advertisement.
And after that,
it's like, ladies,
it doubled down ready? With like, oh, who's when ready? I come who's to ready? The valley, it's a gulp of fresh air, just like when I had sex with Katie.
Some of the things he says, I feel like he's high.
Bro, come on.
I feel
he's getting too much airtime. Like
Brock?
Not Brock.
Oh, Schwartz.
I actually enjoyed Schwartz this episode.
I did too.
I loved the dynamic between him and Katie. It was like they're can we talk about this?
No, yeah. Calm down. We're gonna talk about that. But okay, now is not the moment to talk about that. We're getting there. Yeah, you need someone to give you direction, you know?
We literally...
Just before we get there, you asked me to host.
That's just bad at saying muzzle your woman.
I'm hosting, you know? It's like if you were saying you were being mad at Ricky Gervais for doing bad jokes at the Golden Globes. Like, you ask me, I'm doing it. We're doing it my way. We're going to get there. Oh. We're really close. We're really, really close.
Let men be men.
Well, it might not be as funny as...
Here we go. Sexism. Like, oh, no. It has nothing to do with let men be men. Like, let me guide you, okay?
Okay, go.
Yeah.
So, mansplain it to us. How, on a scale of 1 to...
Sheena?
No, I was going to say 1 to Jax. Oh. How much did you believe that Sheena was upset that broke for the Catty with Max story.
That was acting and a half. And she's just not a good actress, is she?
She's terrible.
She's so terrible.
But I want a cold plunge.
I want that cold plunge.
I'm so glad that they have moved house because I'm fucking sick of seeing the outside of that Marina Del Rey house. It does my head in.
I don't get it. Why does she live like this?
Well, she was a bit, now she's definitely upgraded. Yeah, she was a bit broke. Like, remember Sandoval had to send her some money. But great. Like, she got a new house. It's amazing. She moved on. She probably got a nice yard for Sam and Moon to run in. We'll see it soon, I guess. I'm not sure. But anyway.
But yes, she was. That was definitely set up. Like, her being so angry at Brock. And like he's obviously a team player. He's like, yeah, whatever, I'll take on, you know, we're a team, so I'll cop it on the chin.
We got that little confessional scene of Katie, who again I was super surprised, but I was like, Katie, you're a good player, you're a good sport here. Mm-hmm. When she was like, oh, did Bro got back at me for when I was talking about his personal life and now he's talking about my personal life? Tit for tat, are we good now? I love that.
Yeah.
I loved it. Honestly, Katie, second time, second little tick, actually. Like, okay, good spirit. I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway, now we're going to get to the secondest bullshit of that episode. A water sommelier.
Wait, what about the scene with Ariana and Katie?
And Katie, yeah. I've got that.
When Ariana had six espresso shots, and then Katie was like, "Oh, I've got a THC drink." Like,
oh yeah. Sorry, when we talk about the boundaries. So yeah, that was gonna get to that because I was like, "That's when they get that text for the water sommelier stuff."
Mm.
Well, again, I mean, I'd seen Ariana, Katie. Nothing new there. Okay, I just
ate
on
Sandoval. Katie's apartment, though. Like, it's really her vibe.
I love it too.
She's coming to herself. She's got this new identity.
I do like it too.
I feel like I would have that apartment if I lived in
LA. Yeah.
Like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her reunion dress.
Oh,
I think she looks so good.
Everyone else don't like Ariana's.
Yeah.
I don't think
Lala, I'm like,
What's with Lala?
It's just the same. It's just the same. It looks like something that somebody would wear to their formal. But Katie looks, I've never seen her look better. She looks so good.
I think she's got a good stylist that has actually said to her, like,
well, I think her hair, like a new this hair. This is your style.
Like your three words. Three words.
She's got this season. Just make her go like with everything. Because, she does look great.
If you could describe your style in three words, what would it be?
It's a really hard question, but everyone look up the three-word method.
I would say...
Well, everyone follow Alison Bornstein. She's amazing.
Relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxed, but classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say pointy.
Pointy? What do you mean by pointy?
Yeah. What I mean by pointy...
Why can't French be one of your words? Just say French.
Ooh,
no,
la la.
No way. Have you seen Jean-Paul Gaultier? Plus, I don't have a French style at all. But I always try to have like something
like
that. You love
the little Breton stripes?
Yeah. Well, Jean-Paul Gaultier is amazing. Like,
it's love berets.
Jean-Paul, je t'aime. But when I say pointy, I always try to have like one detail in there that's kind of up there. You know what
like
I mean?
Sharp.
Either like sharp. Do you mean edgy?
Watch. No. I mean that something like either if it's a watch or if it's a pair of shoes.
It's like attention to like a detail. I would say, you know, like it's the sock game. Or it's something like very small.
If you know, you know.
1,000%.
You know? But otherwise, it can just pass as like, yeah, a la poubelle, exactly. Anyway.
I love that you answered that so quickly. I'm impressed because I asked Anthony good. And he was like,
I'll get back to you.
Basics, casuals. I was like, classic, minimalist. Anyway, okay.
The scene with Ariana and Katie as well, I think was just to point out there like, oh, Tom made Anne cry.
Yeah, it 100%. It was
and the Max and the whole Max thing and the fact that they were like, "All right, let's go to this fucking water tasting." Mm.
I've got to be honest with you. Like, if I'm a boss, okay, and I catch my employee taking some time off to have an interview with my competition, I would be pissed off. Let's be honest.
Mm. Obviously, he was going to get annoyed. That's the whole point.
That's
like,
not really ethical. Like.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Don't you agree with that? So, what is Sandoval wrong here? You know what I mean?
Again, like, it's for the TV show.
It's for the 100%, show. Yeah.
But again, Ariana is trying to put out, like, oh, he's such a bad guy. He made Anne cry. Like, no, he just told her that he didn't really agree with. Because, again, while she was there, she was on the clock. He paid her to have an interview.
No, but she had the interview before she was on the clock. Like she got there early.
No.
That's Did why she was like, I just need to chat to Tom upstairs. Yeah, so she would have got there at say 10 and she started at 11 or whatever.
When she goes upstairs she's like, okay, like, oh, so I wore a suit today. And she goes upstairs to check on Tom and she's like, hi, just like, I just got to chat to Ariana about some stuff. She wants to have some, like, ask me some questions, but I just wanted to see if you're okay. He does not even, like, deign to greet her presence. Like, he does not even look at her until the end.
Well,
and he just does, that's what I mean. I feel like it's very orchestrated. Maybe it was something that production were like, oh, do it here, do it in the house. Something that they knew because definitely I feel like Ariana is being painted as the villain this season. The more we watch it, the more
needs to be painted as the villain. I don't think the villain. She's an irrational character.
That's what they want you to believe, yes. That's my point.
Like, they don't have to make me want to believe this. I've been saying that since the beginning.
Irrationally,
like,
Pierre,
is acting irrationally.
Cheating with someone that's like in your circle, you would be so. The bubbles are coming up.
I would not hang out with you. Plain and simple.
Yeah, but you're not filming
a TV show. Completely cut me off. That's what they're saying. Like, she has to, she's not She's like filming a TV show, so she has to be around him.
I would move out of the house in the next hour and you would be out of my life. TV show or not TV show, I would be out.
Okay, well, I feel like she has every right to be pissed off.
I also
feel like it is a TV show. So, and they obviously know that. So we're getting the most dramatic, intense moments from both of them. You know, like it's not something that's normal, and it's not something that
I totally agree with you. She has every right, but she as well has a choice of how she wants to be portrayed, you know.
To a certain extent.
Hold on. This is my real life. These are my real feelings.
Did anyone ask her at any point to hire Tom Sandoval assistant? Like, you think that Ariana cannot get any fucking assistant she wants right now?
Yeah, but she said asking Anne.
She put
if
Anne
she wasn't
there.
Like,
okay. Do you think that when she tells a story again about the dog, when she's telling you, he went into my room as if he sneaked into the room to do something. No, the AC guy needed to get in there. He opened the door for him. The guy went in there and the dog got trapped in there. It's not him who went in there to sniff her panties. Okay. It's like it was needed. Someone needed to get in there and it was done.
I think
the
dog situation is different. Like, I think that is... Like, obviously, when she says, you know, like, and he locked my dog in there, like, she makes it sound like a Joseph Fritzl situation. Like, I don't think Maya was locked in the basement and there was, like, you know,
like a gimp.
Padlocks and stuff, like, try so she couldn't get out. It was obviously a mistake.
Yeah.
But
obviously, it was a mistake.
This is
but she
the
chose.
First time that we're seeing her get actually angry and fired
what?
Up. She hasn't actually been.
Are you crazy? Do you not remember when she was screaming at him?
In the grand scheme of things.
And it was
when was the last time she was screaming at him?
At the reunion.
At
the reunion. Before the reunion, when she discovered the stuff and see. Again,
she's got.
Guys,
what did you want
her
to be like?
Don't get me wrong. She's got every right to be angry at him. But then she chose a path. When it's just going to make her angrier and angrier. After the scene at Jem's house where everything's that happened, why do you go to the beach day? Or why do you not ask the other to be like, hey, can you just ask him not to come? Because I'm not going to have a, like,
because obviously
comes,
they
I don't
can't.
Come.
They've had that conversation with Alex Baskin. We know that they've had that come to Jesus moment with Alex Baskin. Everybody needs to play ball now. They've all been told that this is their jobs. They kind of need to play ball. And I think in her mind, it's like, well, fuck it. Like,
he gets to go and he gets to come back.
Like,
hold on, a job is a job, and you could quit your job. Like, if
no,
yeah, well, why is
what?
She the
are
one
you
that
fucking
has
serious?
To, why is she
no,
the one that should
no,
have
no.
to quit?
Hang on, let's just
like this is just
are,
yeah.
Are we forgetting why we're here in the first place? I think we need to remember why we're here in the first place. Why we're in this situation is all because of Tom. Like, Sandoval cheated, and he didn't just cheat with a random or one night stand, whatever. He was in a 7-month long affair with her friend.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, I've seen the previews for next week, and she keeps saying, like, I didn't do anything to him. I'm like,
yeah.
And now you're being painted as a villain. You're
it's like gaslighting, the ultimate gaslighting. Like,
so
you're acting
crazy.
And she's like, no, but I can act this. You know, it's not crazy. This is not out of the realm of
how
people. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. But I think that they're doing a very good job of painting her as this unhinged,
I think
irrational
we're kind of forgetting as well how she got with Tom when he was with Kristen. Hold on. Before getting it was 7 years ago or whatever. Fair enough. But when they got together, what was Ariana saying about Kristen? That she was batshit crazy. She said that. More
because
than
that's
once.
What Tom made her believe.
No, oh, come on.
100%. Tom would have been like, we're broken up. She's just like, she can't get over it. Mm. And since then, Ariana has apologized to Chris and they were good friends.
They're like even, good friends now. Yeah.
Even before Scandoval, like they were good friends. But anyway, we're getting like, we're just going to go round and round in circles.
Let's get to the water tasting.
Which is bullshit, by the way. Water tasting.
I love the things at James's place.
Yeah, what? This come is just on. So LA. I'm sorry. Like, come to a water tasting.
But it's like BYO booze.
Okay.
I love that everyone rocked up with their own like form of alcohol. Like
Sheena with the
Smirnoff. Sheena bringing Smirnoff. Like she is working hard for that money, right?
She does not stop that girl.
She is a hustler. If she wasn't on Vanderpump Rules, she would clearly just be an influencer. Like there's no doubt about that.
Oh my God.
So
the water testing. So water sommelier is bullshit.
Oh my gosh, say the word again.
Sommelier. And I can tell you that if you put those two words together in France, we're going to go through another 1789 fucking revolution. After, I'm not surprised, because the last time we came to that house, we witnessed the worst fucking cheese board in the world.
Yeah, but that's not Lala. Like...
No, okay, I mean, but it was in the same like house, the, you know? So I'm going to categorize that house as an anti-French kind of dungeon or because some weird shit happened down there. But
I just love that, like, so Sheena walks in with her Smirnoff, clearly spawn, but then Lala is dying so hard. She's like, get a water brand. I need some sponsorship. With the water brand. Like I feel like she's just pushing for it so hard and setting all these things up. Like, so, here you go. Look what I can do.
Something that I really respect as a fellow salesman is the hustle of that dude. Who brings you bottle of...
Martin.
We got to be honest. That guy is just bottling up Perrier, San Pellegrino, and whatever other shit he can find.
Dinosaur
and just bottle it up in like fancy bottle and just sell it to you like this.
What was the milk like, one?
What an easy job. Like,
do you know what was the milk one? Do you remember when we were in France and we went to Vichy and we could get that naturally carbonated water from the tap for free?
Yeah, for free.
France, free.
It comes. It literally. It's a bubble. Like it's a water spring. Fountain, like it's a natural water spring, and it's a water fountain. So you can just go there and fill up your water bottles.
There is a few in France.
Naturally, sparkling.
That was
water.
What the milk water was about, and I found that hilarious when they went like, oh, so what is that bottle? Oh, it's the only water cuvée. Okay, so bro, cuvée means that you mixed two different kind of water and let it age.
Ew, so basically
it's that it must be tasting, and it's kind of that water bottle that rolled under your seat in your car, stayed there for 2 weeks, and you just found it and you're
seeping
like,
in.
Is it good? That's what it is. Like, I'm like, bro, and why? Okay, again, when he tells that story about the Playboy girl, oh, they told me he tested like cum. Like,
why? What? When he said the water, he was like, the water tasted like, and Lala was like cum.
How did I don't remember this. What?
I was like, whoa, that's...
And that was the stuff
I must have not been concentrated. I must have been eating my dinner, or Anthony was like, what the fuck's this shit?
Anthony would have been like, wait. And the stuff was that
when they go like, so how many bottle of that do you have? Was it just one in the US? Yes.
Do you know what he...
The one that was like $1,000 or something?
Yeah.
Well, do you know who, I'm sure there is five in Dubai, you know, but like, who would spend money on that shit?
Do you know
who
Martin reminds me of? You know, the guy on YouTube who's like, she pooped at the party?
Oh my gosh, the
German guy from Pitch Perfect. Yeah.
She pooped at the party. That was such a...
She's a party pooper. Was it Jenny? Jenny pooped at the party?
It was Jenny. It was Jenny. Jenny. I feel like that is like the same era as Two Girls, One Cup. Like that.
But, oh, my God. Oh, wow. Far
did
out.
You mention that stuff?
Okay, Miss Goosey.
I completely forgot about that video. That's
one
horrible.
Cup of water
anyway,
tasting.
But we get cup to the third water. Time. Third time in the episode where I completely agree with Katie again. When yeah. she's like, this
she's
is bullshit. Can we just have some wine
I can't
right
wait
now?
Wait to see Katie at the reunion. It's going to be so good.
God, it's going to be good.
All right. So we get in the scene when they get pizza and like...
Domino's.
Sorry, but Sandoval is a fucking hero to run after the guy for
Domino's,
the wrench.
Though.
We need the wrench. Your
choice.
Wait. Ooh. Wait, I want to know what happened with Dana.
Insight into why Dana was there, right?
Yeah.
So they wanted her to film the whole season. Like they wanted her to be in season 11. And she wasn't sure because obviously she's like good friends with Katie now. And she's in a different place in her life. So she was like considering it. She's like, yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so that day, like that scene or day of filming was her like just getting a taste of it and then she would make a decision. And so that's why she's in the background because she was going to be
it's a bit late.
In a more scene. Yeah.
Front and center. Eventually.
And then she got a taste for it.
Oh,
no. Like, I can't do this.
Actually,
and I'm like, out of all the days
well,
of filming,
yeah, that, was,
that was what, you know, so yeah.
But hold
it
on.
Was, yeah.
How many
She's
episodes
like,
do we have left? Like four?
Yeah, four.
And they gave her a test four episodes before the end?
Well, we don't know when. Like, it was, you know, like how.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Well,
but still, they might
there,
have just
no?
wanted her to. But
I mean,
also,
I would have
like,
preferred to see her earlier in the season instead of Christina Kelly, for example.
Yeah,
Christina Kelly.
Dana
like,
instead of Christina Kelly.
No, Rachel.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for
right.
sure.
But she looks
yeah,
great.
I like her.
Dana looked great.
Looking good, Dana.
Schwartz weirdly acknowledged her when he's getting kicked out after he makes his pizza joke. Yeah, he says, bye, Dana.
Call me Katie.
Hey, Katie,
yeah,
call me.
Okay, we need to talk.
Katie, call
we
me
need to talk
it.
About the
trying.
Katie
yeah,
and
let's
Schwartz
get to
dynamic
that.
Because
yeah.
I'm actually, vibing them
okay.
so hard.
Yeah.
I thought that were
they are
mature.
So
that was a great
cute
scene.
Together?
Honestly,
this
mature.
Is goals. It's like
but
breakup
they
goals.
Yeah,
have
right?
this
I'm like,
chemistry
this is...
that I'm like, whoa, where the fuck was
chemistry.
This like, your whole
yeah.
relationship? You guys are like,
you.
Ooh, I love it.
You know what's good as well? That they got that chemistry, but Katie still got a boundary.
Yeah.
Like when he goes like, oh, we should go for dinner. And she's like, no, man, like, fuck that. Like,
yeah,
you,
she's like,
you,
I'm coming out.
No, like you
I feel
get,
like Tom
you
is
would
getting
get to
off
go to dinner
me.
For me with me if you didn't fuck up before. Yeah, we would have
yeah.
dinner. But no, you don't get that. Like,
I feel like Tom is getting off on it now. He's like, oh, yeah, like, be mean to me. Like, you know, like. Be like
I
sassy
know,
with me, and he
I
just
felt,
really loves it.
I feel he's, that he's, the way they bring that stuff with Max could have been way dirtier and violent, and like you know, and like the way they bring it on, I felt it was like a really great example of how divorced people
yeah.
can actually be
yeah.
smart, intelligent, and just interact between each other.
I just love
you know,
chemistry.
And I felt that was
I
great.
Loved it.
That's so
it was
good.
A feel
yeah,
good moment.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my first best moment with Kelly. Because, oh, but by the way, I just want to point out that they both got
I
a really shitty outfit on that scene.
What
are you talking
him.
About? He's,
I
okay.
loved him
he's wearing, okay, hold on.
He does look
Schwartz,
good in gray, though.
Schwartz, if you're listening, bro, when you're wearing long sleeve, long pants, wear fucking shoes.
Was he not wearing
don't
shoes?
Sound like my mom. Yeah.
Flip flop again. No, he's wearing okay. flip flop again. That doesn't
yeah,
make
I didn't even
sense,
that.
Man.
I was too busy
that
looking.
That doesn't
at his
make
face.
Sense. Like
he stopped. He needs to stop
well,
straightening.
Well,
you're
looking
hair,
for his
though.
Upper
like,
lip because
it looks good,
it's,
messy,
it's not there.
Curled.
It's
anyway.
So not there. But no, and Kelly's t-shirt was like.
I thought it was great. I loved
something
it.
From the 90s, but that was not great.
It looks like one
does.
Of those aprons that you like your dad gets as a joke that has like the...
Maybe that's too avant-gardist for us. I don't know, but I didn't like it. But yeah, I love that scene. It was a really good scene. It was cool to see them interacting and not like, you know, being mean to each other or whatever, compared to last episode when, yeah, no, I think it was great. And yeah, it made me smile, actually. I really liked
Although I do have to say that when they were talking outside, when Katie was like trying to mention anything like remotely kind of serious towards Schwartz, he still has a lot of growing up to do because he just could not. He was like, oh, no, let's not talk about this. Like, oh, no, I don't like conflict. And it was just that was like he reverted to old Schwartz. And Katie was like, come on, dude. Like I'm not coming at you. Like, we can have a civilized conversation. That would be my only, you know, note for them. Yeah. But apart from that.
Well, no, and after he burst the bubble, like by just going like, maybe we should go for dinner. Like, bro, you literally just fucked the whole dynamic. Mm. It was, But anyway, it took it a bit too far. But yeah, I really respect the shit out of that scene. It was great to watch. I really liked it. Yeah. So then we're gonna get to the scene. So you know what? I'm gonna let you two talk about that because I kind of feel that you think I'm not in the right place for it, and I don't want to upset you. Only thing I want to say is like, can you close your mouth when you fucking chew, Ariana? Because that was hard to watch. Oh my god!
And he's like, look at how she's eating.
Did not notice.
Pizza.
Oh my god! That gave me like, oh man, come on, close your mouth when you're chewing, please. But after Reg was there, she's starting on the pizza. And she ended up on Sandoval, a.k.a.
on Sandoval's dick.
The dog's killer. No, not on Sandoval's dick. He's not getting that anymore. Like she... yeah.
But I do, like, I feel...
What did you think about her outburst? First of all, how she completely knew that he would hear what she had to say?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
If I can only see the picture of like dirty, like food scraps, like takeaway boxes with the skewers sitting on her bedside table. And for me, I'm like, what kind of, like, just pick up after yourself. Like, I feel like that's just,
that's so you kind of on Lala stuff here, right?
I totally understand where Lala's coming from in that regard. Like, I just think, that is not Tom's fault. Not Tom's fault. Like, so it's hard for me to fully back Ariana in this fight. But also Tom does not help himself by just coming after Ariana. Like, when she's angry and vocalizing her thoughts and vocalizing her anger towards Tom, and then he's like, oh, really, Ariana? Like, oh, really? Like, your dream house or your children and stuff? He's just, like, questioning everything.
Think,
and it's like,
you
dude,
think
you,
come,
could, you could
do
also
you think
have
he
a choice.
Comes after her, or do you think he's kind of backing himself here?
No, it's just it's a defense mechanism and it's a deflection.
So he's backing himself, right?
No, it's...
Because Ariana...
No, he's not really
Ariana
backing himself
comes,
because he's not
Ariana
coming with any new
him.
Information. Yeah, but he's not, like, coming with any new information where he's like, look... like, I'm sorry, I had to let the aircon man in. Also, I didn't realize that there were food scraps in the room. Like, the way that she's saying it is like, he not only did he invade her personal space, but he's also expected to know exactly what's in her room. Like, for me, that just doesn't, it doesn't math. It doesn't math for me, okay? But I also think that he could say that. He could just be like, I didn't realize there was that in your room. I didn't realize that Maya was in there. I had to let the aircon in, guy in, and then I closed the door, or Anne closed the door. I can't remember. I'm sorry. Like, all he could say is like, I'm this happened. I did not mean it. And that would make him look so much better. But he comes out and he's like, really, Ariana? Like, really? Like, oh, you're coming at me for this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, like, no wonder. No one fucks with you. Like, no wonder everyone fucking hates you. It's because the way that you deal with situations is so, like,
yeah, he's like literally a baby throwing, a toddler.
Not a baby, but like a toddler is literally like having a tantrum. Like, he's literally like, I want this. But okay, I think there. Like,
her, yeah, like going crazy and like lashing out.
So you said the word crazy, right? Because that's what
people mm-hmm. would describe her as. Like, she went crazy at him, you know? Like, she was heated. She was just, yeah. like, lashing yeah. out. I think it is not about the dog. Let's move past
this. 1,000%.
100%.
Like, yeah. this is yeah. pent yeah. up.
But also
right there.
Heartbreak, anger, sadness, like, frustration. Yes. Like, this is everything mm-hmm. just bubbling to the surface, and then them actually being in a scene together, because she hasn't seen him, well, you know, had to interact with and him she's like looking that.
At his yes, right that's,
yes, exactly, yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask you as well. Like, do you think that since the reunion, their next interaction was when – like a fucking dick, he came and asked her about the email. Did you receive my email?
Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah. So, do you think that she never got that? That's the first time she could actually unleash
that's what I'm
at
saying.
Him
yeah.
in the old story. Yeah.
It's not about the dog.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see. Yeah.
It's
I didn't see that.
Not
that way
about
actually.
The dog because and, the dog doesn't make sense. Like it. That's just. But she's, it's so much pent-up emotion. Mm. It's so much anger. It's and also, like, we can use Maya as kind of like a symbol. Like, not only have you, like, hurt me, you know, now, and also hurt me time and time again when Charlotte died, when her grandma died. It's just, like, another – it takes her back to all of those moments. It's, like, fully very triggering. Which
yeah,
I totally
do see that differently just, now that you say that, and like less. Well, yeah, as you said, she goes crazy, but as well, she had that in her for maybe 3 months now, and the occasion was
three
just
months.
Too good, to not just go
it's
for it.
A long and, time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that changed
Imagine
my
bit,
point
I felt
of view.
Like
actually,
I was in the room.
Fair enough.
Imagine actually being in the room. I was like,
and
did
when
you
Tom
see?
Was like,
yours literally to the floor. I was like, what is happening?
Because we're not. I don't think we need to go into details about what's said and stuff, because again, like, it's kind of a, you know, even when after Sandoval is just did you know what he said to what she
we
said to T, and like when she was squeezed and like had the nasty comment. We don't care, but we're actually glad that happened. We're really glad that happened, so that poor girl obviously went back home without you. But have you seen James' face when all that is happening?
No. Was he loving
where was he sitting?
So I don't know if he's super high. So you've got Ariana, which is kind of sitting in the middle of the table. He's on the opposite side,
okay,
but completely to the right.
Next to Sheena.
So he's not really in clear view. Yeah, but he's almost a bit behind her. And, like, I don't know if it's because he's high or whatever, but, like, his eyes are bulging out like, oh, what the fuck? Is he going to start breaking shit in my house? What's going on?
Yeah, he would.
Where is Hippie? Where is my dog? Like, it's so funny. Because he looks really, like, kind of not panicked, because when you have panic, you know, you have kind of something connected to you're going to react or something. No, he's really just like, oh my God, like slow motion and stuff. I found it so funny. And he's really quick to actually get Sandoval when Sandoval goes out. He's like, yeah, okay, see ya.
Yeah, he was like, get out. Bye.
Like,
yeah, don't start making shit. That's a rental, boys. Like, come on.
Punch bag things he had, for fuck's sake.
This is mushroom bag, I believe. Or, I don't know, his nail polish. Or,
he stopped wearing his bloody muscle chain. God, anyway. And how when Schwartz called him, I was looking so hard at like what it said on his phone. I was like, what does he have him under? And it said T Sandy, but as one word, Sandy. Like Sandy. Sandy.
Oh.
I love shit like that. Like in reality shows when they show like texts or like the phone.
Get a real good glimpse into there, yeah.
Okay. On to the next. Cool.
Yeah.
What's the next one, Pierre?
On to the next. Well, the next. So, well, after that, Lala is putting out there, you need to have a constructive discussion with him, which...
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I see that, yeah.
Ariana completely refused.
Yeah.
Which is fair. But, and Brooke... do the same thing on the boy side, telling Sandoval, like, for the sake of everybody's friendship, you need to have a conversation. I kind of feel that, anyway, it's not really up to him. It's not up to Sandoval. Sandoval would have a conversation with her. Not a constructive one, like, yeah, that's for sure. But he would talk to her. He would sit down at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah. Then we switch, I'm pretty sure, to the scene before the beach day when Sheena and Brooke are at home. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. We go to Sheena and Brooke's house and then the interior designer is at.
Was that before the interior design one?
No, Sheena and Brock are first.
Oh, when he's doing Summer Moon's makeup, so cute.
Yeah, when Sheena is trying to lie to Summer Moon again, she's 3 years old. A lot of parents, kind of. You know what I mean? It's not like, but once, oh, we're going to work. And Brooke is just like...
I didn't get that because it's like, what? Because she doesn't want to say that they're leaving her for...
going to the beach.
I get that. And Brooke is pretty straightforward. Like, it's well...
it's fun work, but it's work.
Yeah.
But I feel that Brooke was like more straightforward in being like, no, Daddy and Mommy are going to have some time together because, you know, you want Daddy and Mommy to have some fun sometime. Yeah. Don't you want that?
Yeah.
And I feel that was way better than just, oh, no, we're going to work. Like, nobody's going to have fun. We have to. And that's it. Did Sheena's face when Brooke was telling the truth to their daughter, it gave me vibe of a deja vu of the bikini store scene.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene? When he caught her off guard.
Maybe.
No, yeah. You didn't catch that at all?
I didn't really think much of it.
Okay. That's a wee for me.
Did you notice that Sheena was drinking a plastic straw?
Sake,
I was like,
really?
I haven't seen a plastic straw in so long. I was like, girl, you don't give a fuck about the turtles, do you?
Jesus.
I was like, where are you getting these from?
Do you know what? Sometimes I think I'm does Sheena ever like watch a movie or read a book or have any interests outside of herself? I know this sounds harsh, but like I think about this. But I'm like, seriously.
I can't imagine her reading.
What are your interests? What do you do outside of Vanderpump Rules and your own
I also
like,
wonder
branding?
Selfies. Like,
yeah. I wonder, and I also feel like when she does her shenanigan podcast, I feel like she always finds it. I mean, I haven't not listened to many.
No, she does. I've
probably
listened to,
only listened to snippets of some. But I feel like she
and
finds
they start interviewing
like, a way
her.
To bring it back
it's like,
to
hang
herself.
On, what the
like,
fuck?
Yeah. And she's like, okay, well, let me tell you about this.
Well, guys, I think we kind of forget that Sheena is pretty busy as well taking dance lessons.
That was also April Fools, wasn't it? That she got
Yes.
I was so excited.
That she got like, dancing what? With the stars. Oh my god,
fucking April Fools.
Poor thing. She can't catch
so as well in that scene they talk about Sheena wants to uninvite Sandoval to the beach day. And Brooke just refused.
Yeah, because he wants like, some, no, fuck he wants that. To make a show.
She's gonna go.
Yeah.
He wants it juicy. And that's when after we drop to the scene with the interior designer, bring the receipt to know.
Yeah.
No, we're just going to go really fast there. I just feel it's a great scene which Ariana is moving on.
Also, great that she has all the receipts and like knew what she paid for and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And so clearly she's presenting him with a counter offer because that's what she said. Yeah, so I feel like that was a little insight. Yeah.
And I totally agree with her. Like, they obviously spend a lot of money on furniture and stuff. So why, like, fuck you, man. You're not getting that for free. That's for sure. And I completely 100%. Agree with her. But I think it's a good sign. It's good. She's, like, getting ready to move out of there, which
I can't believe he wants the house, you know? Like, to stay there with all that juju, bad juju.
Why? So, honestly, I like that house. Oh, actually, he put a story not long ago with his new girlfriend when he's in the house.
Do you follow him?
And there's light everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Fuck no, I don't follow him. I don't follow anyone.
Okay, highbrow. No.
I follow Tom Sandoval.
No one.
I think I follow...
No, it's not that. It's just that I don't see the point for me. Like I don't care about what Sheena has to say. I don't care what Lala has to sell. Schwartz, just you know what I mean? There's no one who kind of put like stuff which are kind of a real let's get into our life. Mm. Everything is curated, everything is like all promoted or stuff and shit. Well, after, for sure, they can't really do it because of it was filmed before, the season is coming now, you know, so they've got that kind of... But I'm not interested in it at all. To be honest, I don't follow a lot of celebrity on
I just
Instagram.
Realized, I don't...
Anyway.
Benny Blanco, follow, I think that's it.
Sandoval, James, or Ali. But everyone else I do. I just realized. No, I James, can't. DJ I can't, James. I cannot have that
no,
on my face.
James,
sorry.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, it's just there's no point. Like, I'm never gonna
He'd
go
be
to one of his
like
parties.
Such a cringe,
you know?
DJ as like... well in real life. Anyway, sorry. Oh,
no, I reckon he'd be so cringy.
He's got a few bangers. Like, let's be honest. Like that song he was doing when his dad it was last season when his dad walked in the room and he's actually doing. Okay. He was a dope.
I'll give him
song.
A go then.
But anyway, not interested in what they have to share on social
today.
Media.
Beach day. Fucking beach day. Those LA beaches don't look nice at all. Just saying.
There's so much beach. Like, I feel like you have to walk like a kilometer along
horrendous.
The hot sand just to
it
get even anywhere close to the water. Yes.
Like, I'd really stay at James Pool, to be honest. As he says,
me too.
Like,
I'd be
to
like,
carry sheet and stuff. Can we? And we
looks...
see it on Summer House as well when they've got to carry all those fucking icebox and stuff. And I'm like, no,
stay
that.
At the pool.
No.
Yeah, way better.
No.
Who needs sand everywhere?
But anyway, so that's where we actually see the line in the sand. Yeah. And they start steering shit, gotta be honest. Mm, they start steering shit. Why would you talk about that to Sandoval? Like when Ariana is 3 meters away, that's a bit... That feels produced.
When Brock is
really
like, produced. Oh, is that what you said to Raquel?
Yeah.
Wait, like, so bro. I don't understand. Okay. What does he mean? So when Sheena's like, or even you flirted with me, and he was like...
She thinks everyone flirted with her. I'm like, can you shut your mouth for a second?
That's more
like,
of a recipient.
Stop talking.
But I just don't... What did Sandoval mean when he said like, oh, you were just a recipient? Of the flirting, like, isn't that what flirting is? Like, I don't get it.
Wait,
what he means
said
by
that. To
Am I missing something? To Sheena, when she was like, oh, everyone's flirted at me, even you. And she said that to Sandoval, and then Sandoval was like, you would.
I think he was saying
it
to Schwartz.
It was more like
you were
a recipient to
like,
flirting.
Schwartz was a recipient, or like, we were the recipients of your flirting. Maybe? Mm. I don't know.
I didn't catch that, though. I don't know.
Okay. I was like, I'm so confused. What do you mean by that? Like, you're a recipient of the flooding. Yeah. Isn't that what flooding is? Like, you're like, I'm receiving your floodiness. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we then have that whole discussion about who owns the pet. And yeah, I paid the bill and stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay. Good question from James, though, who was like, so if Anne is not here, who's doing the mediation between you? And who is taking care of Maya? And Ariana goes like, she's not Maya's sitter. So who's Maya's sitter? Because you spend a lot of time, because you have to, obviously, with everything that happens, you spend a awful lot of time not home. Who take care of that dog if it's not you and if it's not Anne?
Well, I think Anne said that she spent lots of time with Maya.
Yeah, but Ariana said it wasn't Anne.
I'm confused there,
you know? Yeah, but no, that's not what she says. She says it's her dog and she takes care of it. And she's really, and like, is not fit to take care of her. But you still leave her with him when you go away? You know what I mean? That's...
I don't know. I guess, yeah. No, I guess we'll never know. Or maybe we will. Maybe we're in Anne's podcast.
You know who's the sitter?
She said that she was. I was like,
God.
Yeah, well, there's a few pictures of her walking the dog. So, yeah. And then we get to when Ariana actually call out the whole group for not checking Sandoval when he made disparaging remarks about her.
Oh, like when she's saying, can we not Ariana just talk about Raquel and stuff? Ariana calls out
the
whole group
and say, says to the guys, you should check your mate and stuff and just tell him, like, and it's like, and it's Lala who had said that after in a podcast and it's like, hold on. When your partner was being a piece of shit to Sheena, to Lala, to Katie, did you put him there?
Okay.
Did
you actually that was the reference. Call him out?
No, you didn't. And I feel that it's the stuff as well. Like, Ariana went from, like, I'm that strong woman and stuff to, like, you guys do nothing to defend me. But... you scream at him. Like, I thought that was enough. Like, I don't understand what is their responsibility there. But again, maybe I'm missing something. I feel
like when everyone is caught off guard or in the moment, like, you have a split second to react. Everyone's kind of like processing it, and in that, like, they're still a bit shocked. So it takes a while for.
Right.
I mean, that's just me, how I react. If I was in that situation, I would literally be sitting there, like, frozen, like, what do I do? That's like, I'm not one to quickly react like
my
that.
My God, I was,
you know.
Yeah, 100%.
So maybe that, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel she was asking for a lot from other people and like to just like take over stuff. I'm just like, what?
Also, it could have been a way for Ariana, because, you know, like, them filming this group scene and them being in close proximity together twice in a row, like 2 days in a row, it could have been Ariana's way of showing production, see, this is not going to work. Like, you asked us to film together and this is just not going to work. I agreed to do this and I can't do this.
But again, like, when... like, when she's starting going completely off at James' house, he left. And when she started going completely off at the beach as well, he
and
left.
And so he should.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk about respect here because that's not what it is, but it looks a bit like that of, like, it just gives her, like, he understands that.
Doesn't have a leg to stand
on. He's a bad guy in there.
But I mean, that's the least he can do because he's still doing that whole, like, defensiveness and all. Yeah.
Oh, that's the least. That's the least he can do. But we're talking about Sandoval here. You know what I mean?
Like, that's surprising that him watching this back will be like, oh fuck, like, okay. Like, I hope he's embarrassed. I hope he sees what everyone else is seeing.
Do you believe in that, though?
I'm really hoping.
Well, no chance. I don't know.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
But that's not happening.
I haven't heard much from him lately. Like, I think maybe him. I don't know.
We also like he was always this kind of person. Like, and Ariana was with him for 10 years.
It still blows
years.
My mind.
It blows my mind. Like, you hate him so much. I think that she was, that there was a point where she was becoming more indifferent towards him.
Mm. Kind of too far gone, yeah.
Yeah, but she was so far down that rabbit hole that, like, it's hard definitely, to see yeah. it clearly. But I definitely think that, and that's why she was able to switch so quickly, and that's why we haven't seen, you know, the full
when
grief,
are we gonna
grief
see...
of, like, losing a relationship, grief
that's
of losing
wanna...
a partner.
Yeah, I need
because
to
she was just like,
I need to
ugh,
see
I've
that.
Already seen, yeah. I've already seen
I
these parts.
I need to see the grief.
Yeah, because we don't see it from her. She's just so angry, and I think she's really just – a lot of it is probably, like, anger
letting
with herself
get
for
that far. Or like just, like
– not seeing – like, not acknowledging probably the things that she
settling.
Felt so long ago. Because, like, she's a smart girl, and he is not a
yeah,
smart
but she's
guy.
Been through – like, in the last 3 years of the relationship, she went through
yeah.
so much shit as well, you know.
I think, yeah, she had to defend their relationship
was,
for so long that it
no,
made her put blinders
I'm
on almost. She's like,
about
no,
the
I
relationship,
need to.
Like, she went through a lot of shit. Like,
oh,
so
yeah.
maybe it was just easier for her to take the little stuff that he was bringing her every day than looking at the bigger picture, you know.
And
I'm
I also
thinking
think
about
Sheena
the little
was,
latte, you know, for Sheena's example.
So right. When she says, you know, like, Ariana's life is so much better now. Like, he has given 100%. Her all
this
of this.
This is the biggest
thing
he could
ever give her. This is a gift
yeah.
for her. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
But 100%. She's like, I'm too afraid to say that to her, which I totally
yeah.
get. And, but it is so true.
Yeah.
It's like you're
it's
being.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. She's
so much. And I
think so
everyone
much...
is, I think Lala is.
When we see what's happening now, like from what we see on the episodes airing now, from where she is right now, I do feel that she wouldn't unleash, if tomorrow they're in the same room to film a scene or whatever, she
no,
wouldn't
I don't
unleash
think so
at him like she
That's,
did on
yeah.
that episode.
I think she's made
I
past
think
it.
Now, and I really hope for her that she grow out of that hatred and stuff because... And Lala said that as well. It's going to hit her alive,
yeah.
you know.
But that's
But
they show it in the preview for the next episode, but it's her. Have you seen it? It's like a continuation of the beach day, but they're at like a hotel or cafe bar, yeah.
Bar.
And she's sitting down with Lala and Sheena and she starts breaking down and she's like, I have to channel all of this anger and hatred because it's my barrier. Like, this is what's protecting me. And I see that.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably do exactly the same.
Yeah, I feel for her there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
you
because
see,
it is so different.
I'm
it is your own
show. TV
you are
show,
working
yeah.
together. You can't just up and leave. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you see, I'm glad we went talk about that and stuff because...
Mm-hmm. It's giving
my
you a new perspective.
View. Yeah, totally, you know, yeah. and like you're going from like, oh, she's being a bit crazy and stuff and shit and just...
Imagine, okay, wait,
no,
I've got...
Like, yeah, it's loud, it's impressive, it's like here and there, but
exactly.
there is a reason behind it and it's a reason that's justified
exactly.
as well.
I was
yeah.
just going to say, imagine if this was Lindsay Hubbard in Ariana's shoes. Let's just strap in. We're going on a roller coaster ride. Like, oh my, can you fucking imagine?
It would be so, like, okay, this is someone.
Everybody makes
this is
his own
someone
sandwich.
When watching. Yeah, how many sandwiches God. Have you made for me? The way that she is attacking Carl on Summer House, because I was ready for her to be, I was like, oh, did he blindside her? Especially knowing Carl, like, you know. For what he can be like, especially when he wasn't
sober.
But watching this,
I
was like,
I don't know him not sober.
Girl, girl.
But I'm making my way back.
Where are you in the house?
It's the same. I read a magazine backwards as well. It's just, I don't know, just the way my brain works to work. Yeah, so I finished season 5, that's so good. I'm going back to season 4 of Summer House.
Good.
Is he sober in season 5? Yeah. Okay.
God.
That was a great episode.
I don't know. I just
glad.
Yeah.
Glad it changed.
Yeah, I can't believe
Katie
we're all
for us as well.
Team Katie.
Yeah. She was cool as fuck in that episode.
Yeah.
And I want to believe that's who she is. But as well, you know what? That's the stuff as well is that I feel that we had more seen of her with herself.
Mm.
Even if we saw her on camera with Ariana and stuff, she didn't engage in the whole bitterness, you know? And because she's got her own shit with the Max stuff. And I really respect how she owns that. Because again, she owes nothing to Schwartz.
No fucking way.
Like in that situation, if anyone is an asshole, it's Max. It's not
Max. Max is just a little, can I say this? A little root rat. He's a little root rat. He's so disgusting.
He's a playboy for sure.
I think I sent you that.
He's going to hit on Ariana.
He wanted to ask that Ariana, that
dirty dog.
No, do you know what? He's trying so hard, and I think I said this last episode, Max is trying so hard to get back onto reality TV. He's trying it out with the Valley.
He may get on the Valley.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's already tried.
Got fired for the same reasons as him, and she's back on that show, and she's one of the main character. So all he needs is a girlfriend.
He's like, hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Because is he Max. Still working at Tom?
That was my dick on the door. Guys?
I don't think he's the manager at Tom Tom.
Like, what does he do? What's his job?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know what his job is. No, I don't know. Anyway, well.
That was fun. Thanks, guys.
And I think next week's episode is going to be even better. Yeah. So strap in.
Woohoo. Yes, it's on the up and up.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right. Thanks for listening. We love you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Love you, guys.